Welcome to Berwyn United Methodist Church. I want to welcome you and say happy Mother's Day to you all as we celebrate the gifts of mothers in our lives, those who raised us, those who shaped us, those who helped form our faith in passing the story of Jesus to us, and even those who may not have done those things, but we still wish to remember and honor. Several times during the year, we do transition and move our worship from inside the sanctuary where it usually is held to here, and we worship over a shared meal. We do so resting in the promise that wherever two or more are gathered in Christ's name, God is with us. And so when we are here in this space, we know that God is here. When we are worshiping outside, God is there. And we trust in that and find strength in that. And so we light this Christ candle as a reminder that wherever we worship, God is with us. Our scripture this morning is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 11. I'm reading from a translation called The Voice, which translates the word Christ as anointed one. So when you hear that, he is saying that it's traditionally translated as Christ. The reason for that is we want to every once in a while break to remember that Christ was not Jesus' last name. It was his role in creation as the anointed Savior, the anointed Messiah. So this particular translation goes that route rather than stating the word Christ. Let me remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I preached to you when we first met. It's the essential message that you have taken to heart, the central story you now base your life on. And through this gospel, you are liberated, unless, of course, your faith has come to nothing. For I passed down to you the crux of it all, which I had also received from others, that the Anointed One, the liberating King, died for our sins and was buried and raised from the dead. On the third day, all this happened to fulfill the scriptures. It was the perfect climax of God's covenant story. Afterward, he appeared alive to Cephas. You may know him as Peter. Then to the rest of the 12. If that weren't amazing enough, on one occasion he appeared to more than 500 believers at one time. Many of those brothers and sisters are still around to tell the story, though some have fallen asleep in Jesus. Soon he appeared to James, his brother, and the leader of the Jerusalem church, and then to all the rest of the emissaries he himself commissioned. Last of all, he appeared to me. I was like a child snatched from his mother's womb. You see, I am the least of all his emissaries, not fit to be called his emissary because I hunted down and persecuted God's church. Today I am who I am because of God's grace, and I have made sure that the grace he offered me has not been wasted. I have worked harder, longer, and smarter than all the rest, but I realize it is not me, it is God's grace with me that has made the difference. In the end, it doesn't matter whether it was I or the other witnesses who brought you the message. What matters is that we keep preaching and that you have faith in this message. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I want to take a few moments to talk about this message and offer you some hope and insights on this Mother's Day. As I've talked to people who have raised children into adulthood, I hear two stories most often, though there often can be a third. One of the ones I hear is we raised our children up, they grew up, they became adults, and they're going to church, and they're faithful followers of Christ, and they're teaching it to their kids. And they're happy and ecstatic about this because they feel like they've done things well. And I congratulate them. On the other hand, perhaps equally as often or as in today's world, the opposite is true. I feel like I've done everything right. I shared the gospel. I took them to church. I taught them what it means to follow Christ, and they still don't do it. What did I do wrong? To them, I also say, you have done well. What we hear in today's passage is that our role is not to change someone else, because we can't do that. Only the Holy Spirit can bring about the change in life that we seek for our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, and friends. That is the work of the Holy Spirit, and we cannot claim that role for ourselves, or we will always be disappointed. What then is our role? What is our role as parents, as mothers, as grandmothers, as aunts, as friends? It is to share the message. It is simply to share the message of Jesus Christ through our words, through our lives, through our deeds, through it all. We share the message of Christ not because we trust in our ability to share it, not because of our trust in our ability to convey it well so that they believe and follow, but because we have faith in the message itself. Paul says, what matters is that we keep preaching and that you have faith in this message. I love Paul's story here. It gives me heart and it gives me hope, because it reminds each and every one of us that we are receivers of a story that had been passed over time. The people who heard it and saw it firsthand, the disciples and the 500 that saw him raised in one day, those people are long gone. And what is left are those who have heard the story from someone who believed in it, who have trusted in it enough to shape their lives by it. Paul says, I preached the message that I preached to you when we first met. It's the essential message that you have not only taken to heart, it's the central story that you now base your life on. And when you base your life on a story of God becoming flesh, walking among us, preaching the good news, preaching release to the captives and those who are bound in sin, and proclaiming forgiveness and God's love, all the way to the point that the Roman authorities saw him as a threat and wanted to put him to death, and succeeded at it. His love was so great, his message was so world-turning, that the only thing that the evils in this world could do was try to silence it in death. And in God's love, the sun was risen. Death could not silence this good news. And if death can't silence it, then nothing else that we see in the world today can make this story go away. So if you're one of those people who your children do exactly what you would hope they would do in terms of believing and having faith, good for you. If you're not, it's okay. It's not your fault. What we can do, and what you can do no matter which situation you find yourself in, is base your life based on the love of God expressed through Christ, and share the message because you have hope and faith in it. If you do that, you truly live as a faithful son or daughter of the living God. Amen. I'd like to invite you to turn to the bulletin, to the Mother's Day litany. This is where we pray for mothers and women in our world and in our lives. I will begin. There are responses that will come that are bolded, and that's where you will respond. Let us pray. Lord, on this day set aside to honor and remember mothers, we give you thanks for our mothers. We are grateful that you chose to give us life through them, that they received the gift of life from your hands and gave it to us. Thank you for the sacrifices they made in carrying us and giving us birth. We thank you for the women who raised us, who were our mothers in childhood, whether birth mom, adopted mom, older sister, aunt, grandmother, stepmother, or someone else. We thank you for those women who held us and fed us, who cared for us and kissed away our pain. We pray that our lives may reflect the love that they showed us, and that they would be pleased to be called our moms. We pray for older moms whose children are grown. We pray for new moms experiencing changes they could not predict. We pray for pregnant women who will soon be moms. We pray for the moms who face the demands of single parenthood. We pray for moms who enjoy financial abundance. We pray for moms who are raising their children in poverty. We pray for stepmoms. We pray for moms who are separated from their children. We pray for moms in marriages that are in crisis. We pray for moms who have lost children. We pray for mothers who aborted their children. We pray for moms who gave up their children for adoption. We pray for adoptive mothers. We pray for girls and women who think about being moms. We pray for all women who have assumed the mother's role in a child's life. We pray for those people present who are grieving the loss of their mother in the past year. Lord, we thank you for the gift of motherhood. We thank you for the many examples of faithful mothers in Scripture like Sarah, Hannah, Elizabeth, and Lois. Hear now the first names of other women who have inspired us by their motherly examples. You're invited to say names that come to mind and heart. We are mindful this day of all these women, and especially Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had the courage and faith to say yes to your calling. May these women gathered here today emulate these examples of faith, and may they model for all the rest of us what it means to be your disciples. Bless them on this special day. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Truly is a blessed story that we have heard, and it is stories of Jesus' love for us that we can tell around the tables that we are gathered. Stories of mothers, of aunts, of caretakers who have cared for us as an expression of God's love. So I invite you, as you are eating, as you are finishing up your meal, that you tell those stories with laughter and joy, perhaps with sorrow and sadness and grief, but tell the stories of God's love expressed through those women in your life that blessed you, that lifted you up and carried you, and let them be examples of God's love. Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for all the gifts that you have given us, all the ways that you have shown your love for us, all the ways that you have shown your story of forgiveness and mercy throughout our lives and the centuries that have passed. Let us see them with new eyes, find strength in the joy that it brings, find peace even in the midst of sorrow. Bless our time together as we break bread with one another. As the food nourishes us, may we be nourished by one another's presence. We ask that you bless all of the hands that brought it to us from field to plate, so that we might gather in this space in your presence, being transformed by your love. We ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.